first, we know that the state's finances are going through a difficult period. However, because of the political leadership situation in the state, we are not getting from the state, as is occurring in many other states, the kind of direct information and guidance about what the state's finances mean for the university's finances. What's committed to us is about $750 million a year from the state of Illinois, and those payments are running behind, and we think it's quite possible, and in fact quite likely, that before the end of this fiscal year, before June 30th, the state is going to have to communicate to us, as has occurred in many, many other states, that we will not be receiving all that they had promised for the year. But we have not heard anything. What we've done, however, is to plan for a reduction from the state should it occur. And essentially what we've done is to plan for a cutback. We're going to do our best to manage it by holding open positions that come open, you know, a near hiring freeze, all but essential positions. We are going to avoid unnecessary expenditures on purchases and capital items and so on. And, of course, we're going to do our very best to minimize the adverse effects on our people. We have a budget that is 75% people, so when budget cuts come, they're quite threatening in terms of our ability to manage them while minimizing the adverse impact on our people, but that's what we're striving to do.
You've written in your email that you cannot rule out entirely the possibility of layoffs or the possibility of mandatory or optional furloughs. When would you have to make a decision about such moves, and who would they affect?
Well, I think the first time we will have a sense of the magnitude of a pullback of funds from the state will be when the state communicates, you know, what we call a rescission. If there's going to be a cutback in the 09 commitment to the university, I would expect that we would hear that second half of February or sometime in March. And then we'll begin to have a sense of the magnitude of what we're dealing with. Reductions in our workforce are always a last resort. They're never a first resort. And so I'm not going to make any forecast about what's going to happen or when it's going to happen. And I also want to be clear about this. I do not think the people of the University of Illinois should spend a lot of time wondering, is my job on the line? We have 28,000 employees across this university. Most people are going to get through this period, and maybe all of them, I hope, not affected with their jobs, not affected by this situation we're in. I mentioned the issue of furloughs because you know, there are 43 states now with serious state budget deficits. There are a lot of furlough days being declared. Furlough days are days off without pay. They are one of the means through which organizations whose work has not declined, and we are one of those, it's one of the ways in which they keep getting the work done. It's one of the ways in which they minimize layoffs. And looking ahead to FY 2010, should we have a very, very bad budget year, I can't rule that possibility out, and certainly we see that going on in other states. But I don't know that's going to happen because at the moment, we really have no idea what our level of state support is going to be in FY 2010, nor has our board made a tuition decision. And state support and tuition are the two main sources of revenue for the university.